don't know if taking the greenhouse down or somebody else took it down for me. But I always liked the panorama plants. Growing up, I worked in a florist. Used to do weddings and stuff like that. And I could work on days that a lot of people didn't want to work, so I could work as much as I wanted to.
So it was just flower gardens?
Yeah, well, I did raise vegetables when I had a garden, but that's really not practical when your family shrinks.
Mm. What kinds of species did you grow?
Species of what?
Of vegetables or flowers.
Vegetables, I grew everything you can think of, and flowers, I kind of concentrated on orchids.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I had the greenhouse. I had systems of watering, fogging the place.
Mm.
Automatic.
Are orchids pretty temperamental?
Well, you gotta give them what they want.
Yeah.
They like moisture, but not wet feet.
Yeah. When did you first start gardening?
I think I've done it all my life, from the cradle now to the grave.
Did you have a garden when you were growing up? Did your mother garden or your father?
My father liked to fuss around with flowers. My mother didn't know.
To me, it's very interesting because my father would not know how to grow anything. Barely grass. My mother is a big, big gardener.
I can still remember my father had grapevines and we always had rhubarb. I don't know why.
Rhubarb. Mm-hmm. You make pie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like raspberries, raspberry rhubarb pies.
Mm.
Strawberry rhubarb seems too sweet or something. But if it's called food, I eat it.
So did you cook the food that you grew also, or was that Lois's domain?
No, I did a lot of cooking. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
She can cook when she wants to.
Mm-hmm. So, did any of your children help out in the garden? Do they have gardens today? Is that something you passed on?
Yeah, my daughter's into gardening. But the boys are not. Well, I shouldn't say that. Chuck, the oldest boy, has quite a bit going up on the other side of the village here.
So overall, Richfield Springs is a good place to raise a family?
I've enjoyed it. I don't know of another place I'd rather be.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything that you can think of that I have forgotten to ask that you want to tell me?
No, I can't really think of anything.
What parts of your life have I not covered?
My death.
Your death. That's not in the contract.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know. I think you covered the waterfront.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other hobbies?
Hobbies?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Well, I think we might be at the end of our interview then.
Oh my.
If we've covered it.
Covered the waterfront, huh?
Yeah. How about, tell me about sort of an ideal day for you nowadays.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
No pressures.
No pressures.
I don't know what to say. An ideal day. Well, I wake up healthy. I wish I was wealthy. I know I'm not wise. I enjoy being here though, because I mean, you got nice scenery.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful scenery. Do you spend much time out of doors nowadays?
Excuse me?
Do you spend much time out of doors now?
No, not really. Not this time of year. In the summer day when it's warm, I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. On your porch out there? Porch.
In my gazebo.
In your gazebo. Did you build your gazebo?
Of course, I had it built. I didn't do it personally, not. That was at the suggestion of a friend of mine, a close friend, a physician who we traveled a lot with, and he said I had to do that. So I did it. Mm. Unfortunately, he has passed on too, and his wife has.
How about, what are some things that you look forward to doing in the future?
Look forward to staying healthy. I don't know.
Any more grandchildren on the way?
I think I'm past that. The next will be great-grandchildren.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
I hope I do see it. I'm afraid it's at least 10 years away. Maybe more.
The other thing I was going to ask you is if you had any pictures that you wanted to show me of anybody that we've spoken about, you know, or of yourself. I'd love to see photos of yourself.
Don't have any.
No photos?
Oh, wait a minute. There's a collage up on the wall in the other room.
Oh, all right. I'll go take a look at that then. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to conclude our interview then. Turn off the recorder and then maybe we can go take a look at some of those photos. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.